Hello, friends. I want to share with you a perspective that I hope you find useful, which is that everything you think, pretend that you are saying it out loud, especially thoughts about others. We sometimes fall under illusion that we can think some things about someone else, make certain judgments. But as long as we don't say it out loud to them, they won't know. But the reality is that what you think, it's felt energetically. And you might not say a single word of it out loud. But whatever you think about someone is reflected back to you. And so any relationships, friendships that you have, problems in or tensions, unresolved things in, you have to resolve it in your mind. And if you start thinking of that person positively, and you start seeing the best in them, and you start seeing your relationship as being very, very good, that will also reflect in your reality. So this whole audio is to just remind you that nothing you think is secret. We feel like it is, but it's all one mind. And there's no separation between your inner and outer world. Not really. There might be a little bit of a delay between the outer world reflecting your inner state, but everything you think has a measurable effect on outer reality. And this is not about manifestation or law of attraction. All of those are interesting things to dive into. This is just a law of life, I think. Everything that you think, the way you think about things, your attitude towards things and other people, your attitude towards life, your relationship with life, if you feel wounded by life or betrayed by life, do you think that's going to reflect in your everyday moment-by-moment experience? Versus if you feel like life is loving you, supporting you, by your side, teaching you everything you need to know. You cannot sing a false note in your mind and then sing a true note in reality. I hope that makes sense. It's sort of like a metaphor. It is, if you're singing thoughts of negativity and resentment in your mind, but you are deluding yourself that in your outward reality, you can sing notes of love and joy and compassion, it's just not, it's not a reality. It's not going to happen. The inner is where it all starts, and the inner always finds its way out into the outer. So start with the inner world and heal all the relationships and the attitudes and the beliefs you have about life, other people, your experience of yourself, your relationship with yourself. Start planting harmonious, pure, positive seeds in the fertile ground of your subconscious. And forget the outer for a second, because you will outpicture that in the outer reality automatically. Make sure the inner is harmonious. And again, going back to the beginning of this audio, just imagine that everything you think about someone, that you're speaking it out loud to them. And that will very quickly show you where your thinking is at and how harmonious or unharmonious it actually is. I think a life well lived, a life lived in integrity, is where everything you're thinking in private is something you would have no issues saying in public. And that's one of my goals in life, and I wish that for you as well, is to live life in such a way that every thought you think about another person, and also about yourself, is something that matches what you want to put out in the outer. That there's no difference between your inner private world and your so-called outer public life. That they're actually one and the same. That's integrity for me. And when you live that way, life becomes very flowing, very easy, very pure. You know, I talk about intentions going into a psychedelic trip with pure intentions. And this is the same thing, but the trip of life. If every thought is an intention, how purely are you living? How pure are your thoughts? Are you singing notes of resentment or are you singing notes of love? Are you singing notes of anger, but pretending to sing notes of outward happiness? It's like, those have to match. Those have to match. So I hope this helps someone out there. It's something I think about often. And I think it's one of our main works in this life, in this incarnation, is to find absolute unity and integrity between the inner and the outer. And anytime there's a discrepancy between the inner and the outer world, that will show up as problems, tensions, unresolved challenges, resentments. When you can get those two spheres in harmony, life becomes an easy walk, you know, and everything flows, and nothing is a surprise anymore. Everything that happens to you in the outer world, you sort of already have foreseen it, because you have a good sense of what's going on in your inner world. And I think when people are blindsided by something in the outer world, what it really means is that they haven't been paying attention to what's happening in their inner world. They think they're being positive and living life in integrity, and they might say, oh, I barely have any resentments towards anyone. But a closer look at their inner thoughts would reveal something completely different. So it's all about awareness. There's an amazing book by Neville Goddard called The Power of Awareness, and I highly recommend you check that out if you resonate with this audio. Also, his lecture, Fundamentals, which I have on my YouTube channel for free. You can listen to it. If you go to my YouTube and search for Fundamentals by Neville Goddard, it's, I think it's 9 minutes long, and it clearly outlines this lesson, but in his beautiful language. I hope this helps someone out there. Wishing you a beautiful, beautiful Saturday. By the way, if you have not yet joined my private Telegram channel, the James Zander Tribe, that's where I share free audio notes like this, bonus content, weekly inspiration, resources that I'm finding useful, things that I don't necessarily put on the podcast, but that I want to share with my listeners. So if you want to join, it's totally free. Head over to jameszander.com/telegram or use the link in the show notes. That'll give you access to my private Telegram group. I hope to see you inside.